Back now with Day to Day. When your beliefs conflict with those of your church or your spiritual advisor, issues that are usually private can become awkwardly public, especially when you're running for president. As promised, here is the beloved Brian Unger offering his spiritual guidance in today's Unger Report.
Having lots of friends is great, but let's be honest. The more friends you have, the more problems you seem to have. Especially when one of those friends is your pastor, priest, minister, or rabbi. One moment, they're providing valuable spiritual enrichment to you and your family. Then, next thing you know, they're screaming their heads off about how the government created AIDS. Hey, who needs a problem friend like that? Now there's an easier way to banish religious advisors who embarrass you with controversial views, hate speech, or wackadoodle harebrained conspiracy theories. You could ostracize them, but why not Obamacize them? Obamacism is so simple, anyone can do it in four easy steps. Avoid, ignore, apologize, and denounce. Step one, avoid. Stay away from religious institutions Friday through Sunday. These tend to be problem times for the unhinged leaders of any faith. Also, try to avoid being married in a church and avoid the moisture from holy water, ceremonial oils, and incense. Step two of Obamacism, ignore when your religious leader condemns America. Pretend it didn't happen and busy yourself. Clean up around the house. Run for president. Who has time to praise anything when you're mopping floors or courting voters? Step three, apologize. Whoever said love means never having to say you're sorry wasn't running for president. Talk about the humanity of those who say controversial things. You would do the same for your loving, senile grandmother when she inadvertently insults a guest at Thanksgiving dinner. Show your pastor the same respect. Step four of Obamacism, denounce. Throw your pastor under the bus just as you would your offensive, politically incorrect nutbag of a nana. Yes, she's family, but it's as easy to disown your grandmother as it is to choose a different pastor. Grandmas and pastors, they are part of America. Why make them part of you? Obamacize them. Because those who keep us from going to hell can sometimes put us through it. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.